You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more from you in just a little bit, but first, time to again talk a little history, historical landmarks. It's always fun to be able to talk to friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks and Christine Martins and Carl Martins as well. Christine and Carl, thanks for coming back in.
Thank you for having us.
Time of year, we're heading towards the end of 2025 and into the holiday season, but you don't slow down during this time of year, do you? You got a lot on the plate, don't you?
Yeah, this year we decided to keep going. We were having so much fun.
There you go. And you never run out of great sites to go around in Central Wisconsin, do you?
Well, that's true. There is a lot of really great architecture out there to talk about. Of course, fun history out there.
Yeah.
So, and you know, sometimes we do jump across the border a little bit.
No, you have.
So there's a lot of land out there to cover.
Well, the thing about it is, and again, I've always enjoyed history myself. I love reading about history. And I think that, and especially, you find, I think, little gems that maybe people don't even know about, that even if they've lived here their entire lives. I imagine that's a fun aspect where you're able to say, hey, you may not know this about a certain part of Wausau or Central Wisconsin. There's a lot of those kind of areas around, isn't there?
There is. And, you know, Wausau Historic Architecture Tuesday.
What?
Yeah. our What post every Tuesday on Facebook hits those a lot.
The buildings we can't get to.
Yeah, that's about it. Right?
They don't let you in?
They see us coming. We just did one, what was it? Jim's Tap.
I was going to say the Dewey Wright House.
Or the Dewey Wright House. Yeah, the Dewey Wright House is just off of it's on Grand Avenue, but it's set back. People don't know it's there, or they know it's there and they've never seen the inside. We had a photographer join our group.
Our photographer, John Anderson.
He joined a group.
Let me ask you. I mean, I'm going to show my ignorance here. Who's Dewey Wright?
Dewey Wright was actually, he had a music store in town, Dewey and his wife, Julia. And then they bought a small radio station.
Oh, geez. I should have known that.
WRIG.
Oh, yeah.
And
Duke. I thought you said Dewey. I know
no,
Duke Wright. Oh,
no,
of course.
No, wait. Dewey Wright is the dad. Duke
is
the son.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So there's history down
well,
there.
Well, I tell you, I learned something here this morning. And, of course, with the radio, I mean, I've been in this business around here for way too long. But, no, Duke Wright, obviously a legend. But Dewey,
and a legend with polka music.
There
as
you
well.
Go. Oh, yeah. I mean, the Wrights, yes. The polkas, and it's been a many, many decades of the polka music
there
in this
go.
Area. So, no, hey, I feel smarter already.
There you go. Their house sits on Grand Avenue, 904, I think it is. It's just set off of Grand Avenue.
It's tucked away. It's real.
You can't
see
it.
Got trees in the way.
A lot of trees in the way. You don't know it's there. John Anderson, who is part of our group, he's a photographer. He he contacted them. Took pictures of the inside and the outside. We posted those. Oh my goodness, how many views did we have, Carl?
Like 30,000 plus.
Wow, that's
still going up.
It's crazy, but you don't get to see that house. Yeah. A Jim's Tap, which I mentioned, you see it, but you don't know the history of it. That also did very well. Lots of people saying, "I know Jim's Tap." it's just across the street from Colby Windows.
Oh, okay. Very good.
It's a neighborhood standard, and I guess that's where you go for blackberry brandy.
Yeah. So, come on. Don't try to hide here. Come on. You're there every night, probably, you know, there.
So sometimes you got to check. Check your sources. But yeah, so that's been really popular, like I said, and that's when we get to pull out some of the gems in addition to our tours during the summer.
Fantastic. That's a lot of fun. I mean, when you say the 30,000 hits for the – I mean – and I know even with what I do, I look at, you know, like we put a podcast, somebody, how many people are – that's got to make you say, hey, there are people that really do enjoy what we're doing and what we're providing here. I imagine that is just – it's uplifting for – because you guys do a lot of work. I mean, talking to you, you set up the buses and you do these journeys with a bunch of folks and you find these hidden gems. I imagine that kind of positive reinforcement is probably not what it's all about, but it's got to be great that you know that you're reaching quite a few people.
It does feel good. Can't lie.
And it also shows that people do have a great interest in our history in Central Wisconsin, right?
They do. They got people got upset about...
the AAA building.
Yeah, the AAA building that just came down. Mm-hmm. The Brown Cabin that was also a warming station but started out as the AAA place to go to find out where to go up north. When it came down, I saw it being taken down, and I took a couple of quick shots. Mm-hmm. And
said, like, sad.
Yeah, all we said was, this is sad, and it.
And we will have more with Christine Martins and Carl Martins from Friends of Marathon County Historic Landmarks in just a little bit. It is Monday morning, the 24th day of November of 2025. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have an information update. Get you up to speed as we start off the new work week with what's going on in news, weather, and sports. And then after that, we'll get you back to a more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And we'll be back again with another WXEO Morning Report starting at 7:22. Again, four times during the course of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, we have our WXEO Morning Report at 6:52, 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22 every weekday morning. It is the WXEO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXEO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXEO. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, and today we're talking historic monuments here in the Wausau area. Friends of Marathon County Historical Landmarks, Christine Martins, and also Carl Martins joining us as we continue our conversation. People do connect with their history. I think that
really
that's the bottom line in that. And you just the thing about it is sometimes in those situations, you don't really realize it until it goes away.
Exactly.
You know? And that's why one of the things about that your group, I think, does is that you don't wait till it's too late.
We try not to.
You try to celebrate it. So absolutely.
Absolutely. Document these things. Keep an eye on our website. We have some very cool updates coming up on documenting buildings that are with us and current photos. And again, John Anderson comes up, our photographer friend here. And he's out taking photos and documenting some of these buildings that may go away at some point that you just never know. So it's exciting to be able to document these buildings.
Well, more than just documenting, not with John, but we like to push for landmarking. What was it? Last month we pushed for the full landmarking of the youth building over in Marathon Park.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to just do the granite, but we said the whole building is important because it is.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, it is one of those sites that anybody that's grown up around here and gone to events at Marathon Park, you see it. And sometimes you just see it and it rolls over you, but folks like you make sure it kind of penetrates us.
Oh, yeah, it stays there. You know?
Exactly.
For future generations to enjoy.
Again, we're talking to Christine Martins and Carl Martins, friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks here on 98.9 WXCO. Well, let's jump into what's going on, because we kind of got into a lot of what you've been up to, but you got a lot of things that you want to talk about that are coming up here in the very near future as well. Where do you want to start?
Well, we have a new thing that we're doing on December 6th at the Marathon County Library in Wausau. At 1:30, we will be doing the first of our architect lectures.
It's too cold for the tours.
We will be starting with an in-depth look at Obel and Oppenheimer. They are architects that pretty much designed a lot of Wausau's skyline.
Downtown.
Yeah, exactly.
Neighborhoods.
A lot of residents, yeah.
Over 100 buildings just in Wausau.
Well, the list here that you provided in your description is incredibly impressive. I mean, when you think about some of the great places of downtown Wausau, I mean, the Grand Theater, which, of course, they're getting ready for their second century.
True.
You got the Elks Club. You got the YWCA, the Maryport Chapel, St. Mary's Hospital. I mean, a lot of Wausau history right in that list, isn't there?
There is. And, you know, even some of the buildings that they didn't design from the ground up, they helped with St. Mary's. They did a wing of it,
mm-hmm.
Which is over in Forest Park, for those who don't know that. So even buildings they didn't completely design, they helped update it in some manner. They did a ton of schools. Holy cow. The list of schools that they had their hand in is just amazing. Just amazing.
And you're going to find out basically about these folks
yes.
a little bit, because you have the name, but sometimes you don't know a lot about right. who they are, right?
Right. And in our tours, you know, it's pretty much quick hit kind of things. We don't get in depth. We don't connect the dots of, well, this was created by this architect, but they also did these things over here.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives us the chance to be able to talk about the architects a bit more. Although I have to say, Mr. Oppenheimer has been a bit elusive. It's been very hard to find out a whole lot about him.
Interesting.
But finally came across a picture of him. I was excited. It's a little thing.
So that is coming up on December the 6th at 1:30 p.m. Again, it will be on the second level of the Marathon County Public Library in Wausau. Is there any pre-registration or anything that we should know about that?
Nope. Just come on in, kind of like our tours, only no walking and less cold, as Carl mentioned.
And I'm sure the library has nice, comfortable chairs to
yes.
enjoy it. So that sounds like a very, very fun and interesting presentation coming up in just a few weeks' time. Anything else that as we get into the holiday season that your folks are going to be working on?
Well, we will be doing Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread, which we have done in the past as a contest. This year, there's a little different twist on it. It will again be in conjunction with the Historical Society's Holiday at the Houses, which is December 13th. But this year, we call it a showcase. It will showcase a wonderful masterpiece by Patrick Bacher, who every year has entered and every year does a wonderful job. He also sits on our board. But he...
I'll jump in right here. That probably makes it much better not to have a competition when you have a board member who's involved.
Well, it started out, he was entering, and then he became a board member. So. And we never, ever involve him. And he does not know what goes on with the planning and execution of that.
Very good.
So we kick him out for a month yes. off the board, and he comes back.
Yes, we do kick him off the board for 1 month.
No part of those meetings there
exactly.
when you're talking about those. Very cool.
That's very close to him. That's like his, how did he say it? That's
his Super Bowl.
Yeah. So he is designing a very special building this year. We can't tell you what it is. He always keeps it a secret. But we also have a selection of buildings from Wausau West coming. Every other year, they have a class in which they include Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread as their
project.
As one of their projects for extra credit. So we are welcoming them back. So we will have 4 or 5, I would assume, of their buildings as well. So folks can come check out Holiday at the Houses and see our gingerbread masterpieces. Holiday at the Houses is Saturday, December 13th, so the week after our talk.
Okay.
They will be on display at that time and throughout the holiday season.
Christine, Carl, again, thank you for both coming in, and we'll look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Right now in downtown Wausau, the time is 7:53, 35 degrees under overcast skies. It is Monday morning. It is the 24th day of November. As we are into a holiday week. Yep, it is a holiday week. It is Thanksgiving week. I am Chad Holmes. We are broadcasting live from our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Along the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How did the weekend go for you?
Yes, weekend was a really nice weekend. And yesterday I got to do something super fun with a few of my friends is at Marcus Theaters yesterday at the Sierra Cream Mall. They were having a double feature event where in addition to playing the first part of Wicked, we got to see the second part on the same day. So I got to spend a lot of time, you know, seeing a fantastic musical made into a movie and just had a great time with my friends, and the theater was pretty full.
I'm not surprised, because looking at the box office numbers this weekend, it blew away. I mean, it was by far, I think, the biggest movie open that we've seen in a very long time.
I would agree with that.
I did.
It was playing at 6 different theaters.
Oh, geez. I did hear, however, that it was not getting as well reviewed as the last one. Would you compare them? Would you say that this one was any better or worse than the previous one?
Well, honestly, I enjoyed both movies, but I do think the first one was a little more popular because it was, the first part was, you know, more lighter, more, you know, focused on the, you know, it had more of a positive outlook on it, and the second part was, you know, it was more emotional, more dramatic, but it wasn't bad. It was just, you know, two sides of the same coin. But, and you know, honestly, I enjoyed both movies, and it was really, I think it really did a justice for the stage musical. I think it did it a justice and even had some new material that fit well with the story too.
Packers were victorious yesterday. The
yes,
Packers
I got to watch that game too.
Defeated the Minnesota Vikings by a score of 23-6. It was a rather one-sided affair. The Packers really came out and they were able to take it to the Vikings. The only Vikings points came on a pair of long field goals. Otherwise, they were not able to do much of anything against the Green Bay defense. Vikings dropping away from the rest of the pack in the NFC North. It's quite a battle right now at the top of the division. The Bears, who were able to beat Pittsburgh, who was missing Aaron Rodgers yesterday because of a broken bone in his left wrist. Ooh. Well, the Bears were able to hold off the Vikings. I should say the Bears were all able to hold off the Steelers by 3 points. So Chicago remains in first place in the NFC North at 8-3. Then come the Packers at 7-3-1. And Detroit, they got fortunate yesterday. For some reason, late in regulation, the New York Giants did not kick a field goal that would have given them a six-point lead. They had a fourth and goal from about the four-yard line.
Oh, boy.
In the last couple of minutes of the game. Instead of kicking the field goal, making the Lions score a touchdown in their final possession without any timeouts and having to go the full length of the field, New York decided, well, we're going to go for the jugular. We're going to go for the touchdown. They threw an incomplete pass. The Lions got it back. They were able to kick about a 58-yard field goal. If they would have just taken the field goal, the Giants, the Lions would have had to score a touchdown. Instead, the 58-yard field goal at the very end of regulation tied it up, and Detroit won it in overtime. I mean, boy, that was a gift for Detroit. So they're still right there at 7-4. So the Bears 8-3, the Packers 7-3-1, and Detroit 7-4. And of course, on Thanksgiving Day, the Packers go to Detroit for a massive, massive game. In fact, the next two games are incredibly big. The Packers still have two games left with Chicago, including their first matchup, not this week when they take on Detroit, but the following week they take on the Bears, and then they play the Bears again later in the season. They still have that Detroit game. The Packers, of course, beat Detroit back on opening day, and they have one more trip into Minnesota, so still plenty of divisional games for the Green Bay Packers. But I'm annoyed about the Giants just letting that game get away. They had that game. If they were, for some reason, these coaches don't want to kick field goals anymore, even when they should be kicking field goals. Why aren't they kicking field goals anymore?
It's just, that was not a good move.
It was not a good move. I mean, they would have won the game. It was just a pure gift for Detroit. Instead of being 7-4, Detroit should have been 6-5, and the Packers should have been a game and a half ahead. Instead, now it's a half a game difference. And if Detroit beats the Packers on Thanksgiving, they would pass them in the NFC standings. But Packers win, they'll be a game and a half ahead. So big, big game. Kickoff at 11:30 a.m. Thanksgiving Day, part of the big holiday.
Talk about a pressure.
Big, yep, big games coming up.
Indeed.
Coming up at 8:22, we'll have our next WXEO Morning Report. We will have Ian with the number of the day quiz and a whole bunch more.
That's right.
Coming up on the top of the hour, information update, news, weather, and sports coming up. And then after that, more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It is the WXEO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXEO. Online at WXEO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO. And on the Civic Media app, we're up a few degrees. We're now at 41 degrees under overcast skies in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Coming up tomorrow morning on the program, we will have an opportunity to sit down with Brenton Canese of the Wausau Conservatory of Music. They will be holding its annual Winter Wonderland Cabaret in December. The casual open house event will be held from 6 till 9 p.m. on December 5th at the Conservatory at 404 Seymour Street in Wausau. Feature appetizers, treats, hot chocolate, and four rooms of entertainment with featured performances by conservatory students and ensembles, the Central Wisconsin Jerry Ensemble, Brass Patina Flute Loops, and more. So we'll learn more from Brenton Canese about that. Real simple, very, very inexpensive as well. General admission tickets are $5. Children 5 and younger are admitted for free. And you can get more information and buy tickets by visiting wausauconservatory.org/wonderland. So again, we'll have more on that and talk about the great work that the Wausau Conservatory does with Brenton Canese tomorrow morning here on this program. In fact, coming up as well later this week, there's another event coming up on Friday and Saturday with the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. And they have an event coming up, Madagascar Adventure Junior.
Yes.
And that will be coming up on Friday and Saturday. And we will have members of the cast coming in. It will either be on Wednesday or Friday we'll be hearing our conversation. I've not locked it down quite yet, but so more entertainment coming here to the Wausau area for the kids. Again, Madagascar, a musical adventure junior, coming up on Friday and Saturday. There will be two shows on Friday, two on Saturday, so 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. each day. So it's only 2 days, mm-hmm. but four shows, because I was looking at their Facebook page, and there was a person that said, I really wish there was more than two shows on Thanksgiving weekend. And then they came back and said, yes, there are. There's two shows on Friday and two shows on Saturday.
There you go. It should be a very busy weekend indeed.
It will be indeed. So again, there's always some great entertainment going on when it comes to the arts here in North Central Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
In fact, you were just saying the other day, I think it was on Friday, that it's been weird because you have not had any rehearsals to have to go to.
No, my evenings have been pretty free since I'm not doing a show at the moment, but there's plenty of opportunities to go out and see shows, absolutely.
My evenings are not as free nowadays because now with the start of winter high school sports, many of evenings I will be off and doing games. And in fact, this week, tomorrow, we have not one but two games because both I and Tom Weaver will be out. I will be seeing the Central Wisconsin Storm, who made it to the state championship game a year ago. They will open up their season against the Lakeshore Lightning on Tuesday night, tomorrow night at Marathon Park. 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tomorrow night as well, Newman Catholic at Marathon in high school girls basketball, the Marrowood Conference South Division opener. Tom Weaver will be over at Marathon for that one, 7 o'clock for the pregame. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. Again, that's the Sports 2 stream. If you go to either WXCO.FM or the Civic Media app, you have your primary stream, your Sports 2 stream, and Sports 3 stream. That game will be on the Sports 2 stream and also on and delay after the hockey game as well.
That's right.
Well, it's time for our number of the day quiz.
Start of a brand new week.
Yep. I think only four chances this week, so got to get right at it.
Shorter week.
Nothing evokes feelings and memories of Thanksgiving quite like a turkey fresh out of the oven with some stuffing and cranberry sauce on the side. But are these foods being served each year more out of habit and tradition than anything else?
Oh.
A new study revealed what percentage of folks have grown weary of the usual Thanksgiving food options and would like to see some new cuisine on the menu this year. So what percentage would like to see something different than, say, turkey and ham and stuffing and cranberry sauce? What percentage would like to see something different? All right. Okay. Your choices are 16% would like to see something different.
Okay.
26% would like to see something different. 36% would like to see something different.
People who like to see something different for Thanksgiving dinner. 16, 26, or 36%? Okay. Okay, I'm going to say, final guess, I'm going to say 26% of people want something different. Final answer, I'm going to say 26.
The amount of folks that would like to see something different for their Thanksgiving food options is 26%.
Yes.
One for one.
Always good to start off the week with a
that
win.
That makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Wow, that's actually quite a bit of people. It's not quite half, but it's still quite a few.
All right. Well, way to go.
Thank you.
We will see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Happy Monday, everybody.
Stay tuned. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.